weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Chesterton-based Camsight are fielding a team of blind and visually impaired cyclists and volunteers to ride from London to Cambridge on 8 tandems. The annual event will take them from Pickett's Lock in London to Midsummer Common in Cambridge on Sunday, July the 2nd. Camsight are among a number of charity groups taking part, but they face some special challenges, as Louise Wilson reports.
So how was that then?
It was different, quite easy actually. A lot easier than I thought it was going to be. It was good.
It was good. It was difficult. It wasn't difficult, but it was strange being on the back. We never tandemed before. So strange being on the back and for myself not actually having control on the direction.
Yeah. So I'm here with Amy and Yvette, two sisters from...
Cambridge.
Cambridge. And are you both accomplished cyclists?
I'd say so. I've been cycling since I was really, really young, and I do that within my job as well, so I'm always cycling everywhere.
But tandem is totally new.
Totally new. I mean, I don't cycle. I used to cycle more because of my eyesight.
Yeah.
I've got RP, so I don't cycle anymore, really.
RP is retinitis pigmentosa.
Yeah, but I'm on the back, so, you know, Amy's going to be doing
Control.
The control.
And is that how you found out about it?
It is. I got an email from Warren, as I usually do, on the, you know, the activities are going on from Camsight. And a friend of mine had suggested it a few years ago, but I never really kind of, well, I never did it. And then I just emailed you straight away and you were just up for it, weren't you?
Yeah.
So we're outside Outspoken Cycles for a tandem taster, which is what Yvette and Amy have just been doing. And it's ahead of the London to Cambridge bike ride, which is part of Camsight's campaign, I suppose. And I'm also here with Warren, who works for Camsight. Warren, tell us more about the event itself.
The event is something we've taken part in over the past 3 or 4 years, and it's a ride that starts just in North London around the Lee Valley Leisure Centre in Enfield and goes through all the country roads up to Cambridge. So it's quite a pleasant ride and not too hilly, sort of rolling hills. And over, as I say, over the past 3 years we've entered it at Camsight. Over those 3 years we've raised about £14,000,
which is amazing,
which is incredible, absolutely incredible. Yeah. And we're fundraising again for it this year. Our Just Giving page is justgiving.com/London to Cambridge 2017, and we have 8 tandems entering this year's ride, including Yvette and Amy on one tandem. Yeah, it's one of the best turnouts we've had. We've got the funding to sort of sponsor our entry from Arm once again. They've entered us, sponsored us every year. And this year we're getting these fancy T-shirts. Unfortunately, I'm not entering this year because I'd like one of the T-shirts. But and I've done it every other year. But
Is this part of the same scheme that aims to help partially sighted and blind people to discover cycling as a regular outdoor pursuit?
So it sort of complements that, this sort of big one-off event that we do every year. So at Camsight, when we run our services, we don't charge our clients any money to use them. So what this ride does, it gives people the opportunity to take part in sort of what would hopefully be quite a fun event, quite a something that will maybe give you a bit of a sense of achievement afterwards. And the fundraising that's done as a result of doing this, of holding this ride, then goes straight back into helping run the service on a day-to-day basis. So we store our bikes at Outspoken. They do a very good job of maintaining them, so helping fund all those running costs of maintaining the tandem so they can be used on a day-to-day basis. About 20 different pilots and stokers who use them on a regular basis.
So can people sign up to volunteer to take take people out then?
Yeah, people can sign up to volunteer to take people out to go on the front of the tandems. We will then put them in touch with someone who wants to go out cycling, and they can pick a convenient time for them. And it's 24/7, so if you wanted to use it at like 2 a.m. on a Sunday or something like that, you'd be able to do that if you want.
Well, in this weather, you never know. It's probably quite helpful to go out at 2 a.m. in the morning.
I'd say if there are any, I don't know, if there is anyone who knows anyone who's blind and visually impaired, anyone who is blind or visually impaired listening to this and wants to take it up as well, please get in touch. And because as well as volunteers, we're always after new cyclists who want to come along and give it a try.
I have to say, I'm a fairly accomplished cyclist, but I just gave it a go and I just couldn't get it started. The whole balance is quite different, isn't it? And did you find that? I mean, you seem to take to it quite well, though.
Yeah, it was obviously the weight of it's very a lot heavier than the usual bike. And obviously you're holding someone else's weight. great when you first start off as well.
Yeah.
So, but no, I found it quite easy.
Probably
I
should admit this, but you know, when we were kids, probably did quite a lot of backers, yeah, which helped, yeah, you know, yeah. Practice, but yeah.
I thought you were a natural, Amy. When we were going out, you were just, yeah, you were brilliant.
It
yeah.
might help as well. I don't know, it helps if we're sisters, because we're quite in tune with each other, yeah, aren't we? So, yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Because you just threw yourself into this, didn't you? Yeah. You've got a week and a half to go, and you're, yeah, and you're getting into practice.
Time
for
will tell.
So, Yvette, you said that you had RP. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. Yeah, retinitis pigmentosa is such a wide range of retinal issues. It's where the rods and cones are dying behind your eyeball. I have got quite a very non-aggressive version. So I was diagnosed when I was 23. I'm now 39 next month.
You don't look it.
No, thank you. And but it turns out it started at me. So it is a genetic disorder, but sometimes genetic disorders they come out of nowhere. Like with
any, sort of just mutate.
Yeah, so it's a mutation of the genes when I was conceived. So you know, I will pass it down if I have children. But any genetic mutation or kind of, you know, medical disorder has to start somewhere. Luckily, I've got a non-aggressive version because of that. I am severely sight impaired, and I'm on the waiting list for a guide dog. But whenever I go to the doctors at Hinchinbrook, they're always amazed. They say, "How come you don't need a stick or you don't need a dog? You know, you're walking out of here fine. Do you need assistance?" I can see, you know, I can see my right eye has gone. If I shut my left eye, I can't see a thing. But left eye to me makes up for everything. But on paper, I'm categorically blind. And the doctors are trying to work out why that is. And it turns out that I'm using a lot of my memory. So whereby most human beings, I don't know the percentage, but for example, say 20% of your memory goes into your eyesight. So everyone's reality is slightly different. I'm using about 60, 70% of my memory to fill in the gaps, which allows me to believe I can still see, which is crazy, really.
Which is similar to someone who may have a phantom limb as a result of having an amputation or something like that. They feel pain, and but in the same way, you've learnt to see in your head, if that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really just shows you how incredible and powerful the brain is.
Yeah.
But because of that, I've got to be really mindful that my brain is actually doing a lot more work than a lot of other people's. So, you know, I'm putting it under constant stress all the time. And I've only just realised that that's what it's doing. So I kind of need to chill out a bit more.
There's always a good reason.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Always a good excuse to. So it's taking place on the 2nd of July, isn't it? Which is a Sunday.
Yeah.
And is it from London to Cambridge or Cambridge to London?
From London to Cambridge. So they start at the horrible time of 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning, load all the tandems onto lorries, get onto coaches, go down to London, and then cycle back up.
Fantastic. Well, it's great to meet you all, and I wish you all the best for the bike ride
Thank you.
I hope it goes really well.
There'll be updates on the campsite page throughout the day, won't there?
Yeah.
On Facebook. So we'll be adding to that with our photos and updates. So,
And I've got one to put up on the website as well, if you just before you set off. Okay. Excellent. Thanks ever so much, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
And that was Louise Wilson reporting there. And good luck to all involved, really, on the London to Cambridge cycle ride, which takes place at Sunday after next. It's 20 minutes away from 6.